I believe the listeners are going to learn something today.
Good.
That's going on with us. You know, we've been a leader in healthcare education since 1968. We were the first technology center in Oklahoma, and practical nursing was the first program at the first technology center in Oklahoma.
The more you know.
That's right. And so our founders, the leaders, as well as community leaders in our communities that we serve, mm-hmm. wanted to increase funding for education, and in particular, education that leads to jobs, mm-hmm. that leads directly to work. Well, now we have reimagined, if you can imagine, since 1968, healthcare's changed a little bit.
Just a bit.
A tiny bit. And we are reimagining healthcare education, and we are remodeling the whole west side of our main building to be able to accommodate more students, including a simulation laboratory. And if you've ever, you'll need to come out and visit us, and any of the listeners can come visit us. A simulation laboratory is just like what it sounds like. They are people, mannequins, but they are high technology mannequins that can breathe, that can blink. They have body fluids. So our nurses can practice on these simulation mannequins, and we will be building a state-of-the-art laboratory as well as increasing the capacity. And it's not just for nurses. It also is for paramedics, emergency medical technicians, certified nurse aides, and our high school pre-nursing students. So, I almost forgot. We are also going to increase the capacity in dental hygiene. In dental hygiene, which those students earn a bachelor's degree from the University in Oklahoma. We partner with OU, although I'm the other color of Oklahoma State, but that's fine. Proud to partner with the University of Oklahoma. So we are so happy with that. It's our largest influx of capital money that we have ever made to improve an instructional area. We were blessed to receive an ARPA grant, which is American Rescue Plan Act grant, in the tune of $1.4 million plus $1 million of local money to be able to have this remodel. It'll start as soon as school's out in the fall, and then we'll be ready for more students.